So I'm driving into Global Wildlife right now, and part of what's so special about this place is there are no fences. The animals are just wandering around. So I'm slowly driving down this gravel road through the 900-acre property, and I'm surrounded by antelope and deer and zebras. There's an ostrich walking up to my right. I'm about to go under this tree where all the animals are seeking shade in the middle of the day, out of the sun. Gotta slow down here, because they're coming right up to the car. These little deer with big antlers, kind of checking me out.
We don't have elephants and very aggressive animals, no carnivores. So what you're going to find at Global, we have giraffes, we have a family of 10. We have a lot of antelope species, and we have deer species. We have llamas and alpacas, camels.
Brittany Ricks directs the Global Wildlife Center and explains it wasn't an ostrich that walked up to my car, but a rhea bird from South America. They look a lot alike. They don't have any ostriches or other types of aggressive animals like lions or other carnivores because of how up close and personal visitors get. And many of those visitors are kids. Ricks walks out to a line of wagons full of first graders pulled by a tractor.
We are heading out to our wagon, safari wagon tour, and we are going to be touring with Lion Elementary out of Covington, Mandeville area. They have about 150 students and chaperones touring with us today. And what they're doing is they're boarding up. We're getting their feed passed out to them, the feed they purchased to feed the animals.
A circus of activity follows as the tractor pulls the excited kids out into the open fields of Global Wildlife. Dozens of zebras, llamas, antelope, geese, and other waterfowl rush the wagons as the kids dump cupfuls of dry food down to them and scream in delight. A first grader named Destiny says she was excited to see animals she'd ever only seen in the movies before.
I liked it, giving them in food, because it kind of smells good for them and might be healthy for them to keep them strong.
The refuge was founded by a man from Houma who bought a few exotic animals for his daughter about 25 years ago. But the sight of a giraffe on the North Shore caused traffic jams on Highway 40 as people pulled over to see her and the other animals. So they decided to open it up to the public. Since then, the center has grown and expanded. Rick says part of the goal is to grow the herd and protect endangered species like giraffes, which they then trade with other wildlife refuges across the country to improve genetic diversity.
But our main goal, I would say, was probably to educate the public, give everyone an experience like they've never seen before and they may never get to see because they can't afford to travel. So this is like a little place of, it's kind of like an African experience in Louisiana.
And you can tell that the staff enjoy the escapism of working in that environment. Far on the other side of the property from the screaming first graders, Ben Martino parks his Jeep in the middle of the giraffe herd and checks on them.
It's easy to turn off the vehicle. Animals are all around, and it's easy to forget that we are right here in Louisiana, you know, in South Louisiana, just an hour from Baton Rouge, an hour from New Orleans.
He's a tour guide and says it's quiet moments like these that make him love his job.
You know, there's a tour running now with over 100 school kids, but here we are 200 yards away and the animals are still acting as though they're here by themselves. So you see a lot of behavior you would only see in the wild, but yet they are technically in captivity.
It's mating season for many of the animals, so that behavior includes rutting in the dirt and trees and fighting with each other for attention from the females. Tour guide Russell Elzey hopes that seeing these animals up close inspires visitors to become environmental stewards.
If people don't keep in touch with nature, if they don't keep in touch with their roots and how the wild world actually works, then we may take it for granted and we could abuse it.
He says they try to convey that in their tours through instilling a deep appreciation for the animals and also just teaching kids to clean up their trash so it doesn't get eaten by an antelope. For WWNO, I'm Tegan Wendland.